Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold for a treat instead of a treatment and listen to Meet Me at Parkey's. From Hollywood, California, the makers of old gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to Meet Me at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Joan Barton, Sheldon Leonard, Patty Bolton, Elliot Lewis, Peter Leeds, and our genial host, the star of our old gold show, Parky Carcass.
Ah, my, but I'm hate for to make split pea soup. Take so much time for to split each pea. You know what I think what I'll do today? I'll add a slice of carrot to the split peas and make vegetable soup. Oh, my, today food is be so expensive. I November years ago what a meal I'm used for to be able to give my customers for 35 cents. First, a gorgeous shrimp cocktail. There was those shrimps big. Those shrimps were so big it was a shame for to call them shrimps. Then came oxtail soup, and real oxtail soup, too. For every plate of soup, I used a separate ox. Then a big sea lion steak with French fried potatoes and a nice salad of lettuce and tomatoes. All kinds of vegetables, and for dessert, pie and ice cream. Good ice cream, too. Fruity tooty. And besides that, with each separate course, I would serve a different wine. All dinner used to cost 35 cents. Of course, the wine was a domestic wine, you know. Can you imagine all of that for 35 cents today? Today, if you leave a 35 cents for a tip, you find your hat and coat on the sidewalk and you inside it. Ah, it was a pleasure for to be in the restaurant business then. Yes, sir, in those days when you wanted for to write up your menu, you could put 1,000 different things on it. Today, you could put 1,000 things on your menu, too, but they're all beans. Oh, here comes John. Hello, John.
Hello, Parky. What are you doing?
Oh, just trying for to write up the menu for today. Ah, oh, my, what a job that is. You know, the only thing I could think of for a special today is hash.
Hash again, Parky?
Yes.
I'm getting so sick and tired of seeing the word hash on our menus. It's so unromantic.
Yeah, you're right, but we should give hash a romantic name. How's this? Special today, who killed Cock Robin? How's that?
Who killed Cock Robin?
Yes.
What's that got to do with hash?
That's a mystery, too. See?
Well, Parky, the meat situation has eased up a little bit. Isn't it possible to get something like roast beef?
Oh, John, my customers just couldn't afford for to pay to roast beef. I went down to the market yesterday to buy a saddle of beef. I didn't buy it. You know why? Not only they wanted to charge me for the saddle, but they wanted me to pay for the jockey, too. Yes, John, I am sure what you heard that expressman. Well-dressed beef. The way prices is today, the cows, they must be wearing mink coats.
Hello, John. Hello, Parky.
Hello, Opie.
Say, Parky, ain't you got nothing to eat around here but hash? I'm really getting worried.
What are you so worried about, Opie?
My drummer's so hungry, he's starting to chew his fingers.
Chew his fingers?
Yep, he said that was the first white meat he's had in 3 weeks.
Well, Opie, you boys has got nothing for to complain about, you know. After all, my hash is made from good, rich vegetables and meat.
Good, rich vegetables and meat?
Yes, sir.
Tastes to me like it's made with good, rich Silvertown tires.
Yeah. So what? I got the only hash in town that's good for 35,000 miles. Now, Opie, I know what the food situation is. I know what it's done be no good, but what could I do? You know, it's hard for to make things if you don't got the ingredients for to make it with, you know.
Look, Parker, what you need is some cooking lessons.
Yes. Cooking lessons?
Yeah.
Who needs cooking lessons? What, me? Well, I was born in a stove.
You were born in a stove?
Yes.
How could you be born in a stove?
I was an incubator baby, that's how. Why, from the time when I was 2 months old, I had a frying pan in my hand.
A frying pan?
Yes, we was too poor to give me a rattle. You got a fine nerve for to say what I need cooking lessons.
Well, look, I don't mean to hurt your feelings, Parky. What I mean is today they got new tricks to cook the same food 100 different ways, so that it looks different and it tastes different.
Oh, Opie's right, Parky, and that reminds me. I knew I had something to show you. Did you see this circular?
Circular? What circular?
Well, here, I'll read it to you.
Yes.
Walter Bookin, the internationally known chef, will conduct a 3-day cooking course at the National Hotel in your city commencing Sunday, October 27th.
October 27th? Well, that's just today, Joe.
Yes, listen.
Yes?
This course is being offered exclusively to restaurant owners and professional chefs to demonstrate how novel and appetizing dishes can be prepared with the limited food supplies available today.
Say, that just sounds very interesting.
So, we invite you to enroll for Walter Bookin's 3-day lecture course.
Yes?
Tuition fee is $100.
$100 for 3 days? Oh, my, that's more than $10 a day.
Parky, isn't it worth $100 to learn how to prepare new, interesting dishes? It may mean the difference of your staying in business or having to give up.
Yeah, you're right, John. It is worth $100 for to learn what I could make today besides hash. I would only hope that my nephew Dimitris has never found out what his uncle Parky is. Had for to go and take cooking lessons. He was always so proud of my cooking. All the time he used to ask me for seconds. Ah, that boy had a heart of iron and a stomach to match. Okay, kids, I'll see you later. I think what I'll go over right now to the National Hotel and find out what's cooking with Bookin.
Now for a treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold singing star, little Patty Bolton, sings "The Whole World is Singing My Song."
The whole world is singing my song, but I sing it only to you. The whole world is humming along. I love you, I do. You put my dreams to music. I learned how a song could start. I gave the world the music, but I gave you my heart. The whole dreams to music, I learned how a song could start. I gave the world the music, but I gave you my heart. The whole world is singing my song, but
becoming a nation of hypochondriacs? Well, you'd think so, judging from all you hear about cigarette laboratory tests and medical claims about smoking and throat irritation. But listen, folks, when we ask you to try Old Gold, we don't ask you to doctor yourself or to keep a fever chart. All we offer you in every pack of Old Golds are 20 smooth, fragrant, and delicious cigarettes. All we tell you is, smoke an Old Gold and enjoy the finest blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy. Look, Old Golds are made by folks who've been associated with the best in quality tobaccos for nearly 200 years. We think too much of that tradition to go into the throat care business. We're in business to give you pleasure, smoking pleasure. And every advanced control known to tobacco science is concentrated on that goal. Yes, to give you a cigarette that's absolutely tops in rich, mellow, deep smoking enjoyment. By all means, take the best care of yourself and your throat and everything else. But listen, we're talking about cigarettes now. And that's why we say, anytime you want to smoke for the grand fun of it, anytime you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Gold.
Say, it was a long walk for to get over here to the National Hotel. If anybody would ever told me what I would be taking cooking lessons, I would laugh right in his face. Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, hello. Aren't you Mr. Pockyakakis?
Yes.
I met you last week. Remember? I'm a friend of Joe's.
Joe? Oh, yes. You know something? I still couldn't figure out who Joe is.
Joe?
Yes.
Well, you know Joe.
Yeah.
Charlie's partner.
Charlie? Which Charlie?
Emily's husband.
Emily?
Yeah. Frank's sister. I bet you didn't even know Frank had a sister, did you?
How could I know Frank had a sister? I don't even know Frank.
Oh, everybody knows Frank. Jim's cousin.
Jim?
Yeah. Steve's dentist.
Steve? Who is Steve?
The one that's related to Charlie.
Well, now we're back to Charlie again. Don't tell me. Charlie is Joe's partner.
That's right, and Joe's the guy I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I'm afraid that I don't know Joe.
Yeah, maybe you got him mixed up with somebody else.
Yeah, that could be. Sure, but you don't mean Henry.
Henry?
Yes.
What Henry?
Thelma's husband.
Thelma?
Yeah, Arnold's sister.
Arnold? Which Arnold?
The guy what works for Stanley.
Stanley?
Yes, you know Stanley, Clifford's uncle.
Oh, Clifford. Is he a tall, thin fellow with glasses?
Yes.
And a bald head?
Yes.
And he always wears a dark blue shirt with a white tie and light tan shoes and always carries a cane?
Yes.
I can't seem to place him.
Yeah, well, it was good for to see you again. I'm sorry, but I couldn't spend no more time with you, but I got for to see somebody in the hotel here.
Okay, goodbye. See you later.
Yeah, see you later. Hey, that man sure knows lots of people. Must be a very popular fella. Sure would like for to know who Joe is. Oh, well.
Well, 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 if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Pockyakakis. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct. And well, 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 if it's done being my old friend Orville Sharp, am I correct?
Yes, you're correct, too.
Yeah, well, do you know, we're both correct, yes.
Hey, you know, meeting you here is quite a coincidence. Consequence.
Yes. Means a consequence?
Uh-huh. I was just on my way over to your restaurant to see you.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You know, this being Sunday, all the banks are closed. I thought maybe you'd cash a check for me.
Cash a check for you?
Uh-huh.
How much is the check for?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't know.
Yeah. You don't know?
No.
You say what you want me for to cash a check for you, and you don't know how much is the check?
Uh-huh. You see, I won't receive the check until next week.
Yes. You won't receive the check until next week, and you want me for to cash it for you now. That's a new kind of a system, ain't it?
Hey, look, I know what you're thinking about.
Yes?
Well, don't worry. This check is okay. It's Bob's personal check.
Yeah. Bob's personal check?
That's right.
Who is Bob?
You know Bob, the guy who works for Al.
Al? What Al?
The one who bought Bill's car.
Hey, look, Mr. Sharp, did you just meet a fella walking down the street here?
Oh, you mean Joe's friend.
Yes, Joe's friend. Oh. Why don't you two get together and throw names at each other? I don't got no time for to find out who Joe is and who is Bill. I'm busy now. I've got to go in here in the hotel to take a couple, two, three cooking lessons.
Cooking lessons?
Yes.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Yes, sir.
After all these years, you finally decided to give your customers a break.
No, it's not that. You see, he's a very famous chef here. His name is Walter Buchan.
Oh.
He's learning people how they could make different dishes out of the stuff which you are could get today, you know.
I see.
Oh, very big menu, yeah.
Charges $100 for 3 days.
$100 for 3 days?
Yes.
Brother, this guy is a robber. You realize that, don't you?
No.
Yes, sir, I can learn you all about cooking for a lot less than that.
I wrote during the war.
You know that cookbook of secret recipes?
Certainly.
What's the book called?
1001 Ways to Disguise Spam.
I think I heard of that book. That was America's secret weapon, wasn't it? Tell me, Mr. Sharp, do your recipes really be any good?
Any good?
Yes.
Hey, look, kid.
What?
Here's a recipe that I can sell you for $70.
$70?
Yeah, and you was going to give that guy a book on $100. There, I just saved you $30.
You're right, you did, yes.
Now, this recipe that I'm going to sell you is for a delicious dessert.
A dessert?
Oh, brother, you're going to make a big hit with this one.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. It's a French dessert. It's called Grapes is Wet.
Grapes is Wet?
That's right.
How do you make that?
Oh,
grapes is wet.
What there's is nothing to it, nothing at all.
Yes?
It's the simplest thing you ever saw.
Yes?
Now, all you do this.
Yes.
You take a bunch of grapes.
Yes?
You put them under a faucet, you turn the faucet on, the water hits the grapes, and the grapes...
Grapes is wet. No. Look, Mr. Sharp, I'm not going for to pay no $70 just for to learn how to wet a bunch of grapes. So far, what I am concerned, don't need no water. I could make grapes is dry. That's good enough for me.
Okay. Hey, look, would you like to spend, let's say, $40 for another secret recipe?
Yeah, what is it?
Well, this is a dish that nobody ever heard of.
Nobody ever heard of it?
Surprised I heard of it myself.
Yeah. Well, what is this big secret dish?
Assorted fruit pits.
Assorted fruit pits? What is that?
Well, I'll tell you.
Yes.
You take the pits from all kinds of fruits, like peaches, plums, oranges, tangibles, nectarines, opera cats.
Opera cats?
Uh-huh. You see, you take them, you peel off the fruit very carefully, and you throw it all away.
So you throw away all the fruit?
Yeah. All you save is the pits.
Yes.
Now, you put all them pits in a pan of water and you boil them.
You boil all the pits in a pan?
Mm-hmm.
For how long?
Till they get nice and soft.
How long does it take for the pits to get soft?
I don't know yet. I've been boiling a batch for 3 years. They ain't soft.
Look, Mr. Sharp, you must think what I am a big fool. You think what you're fooling with kids or something.
No.
You think I would pay you $40 just for to get a recipe how to make boiled fruit pits?
Okay. Look, tell me, what's it worth for you to have some recipes that are exclusive and invigorating?
Hmm? Invigorating?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't figure on buying no recipes from you at all, but if you could give me a couple, two, three things which there was any good, maybe it would be worth to me $1.65, $1.70.
What? For $1.70, you expect me to give you the cooking secrets that's been in my family for centipedes?
Yeah.
For $1.70, you expect me to learn you how to make dishes that'll make your customers lick their chaps?
Yes.
Okay. I'll take your $1.70. I'll give you a dish.
You will?
Yeah. This is a salad dressing that's the last word.
A salad dressing?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
You take a lot of lettuce, see?
Yes.
A lot of tomatoes.
Yes.
And you spray DDT all over it. But before you serve it to your customers,
yes,
you taste it first to see that it's okay.
Wait a minute. DDT is poison. If I taste that, it could kill me.
Hey, you know something? You're getting smarter every day.
Goodbye, Mr. Sharp. wise guy. Use DDT for a salad dressing. What am I going to do with all that flit I got?
Here's another treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold presents Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, playing Under the Willow Tree. Cigarette, look for pleasure. That's what Old Golds are made for, pleasure. The pleasure of good, fine, quality tobaccos, blended by men who know and love good tobaccos. We're not going to tell you about cigarette laboratory tests or throat irritation. We can't throw one statistic at you. But we can tell you, for sheer goodness in tobaccos, for a downright miracle in taste and flavor, for the pleasure of smooth, mellow smoke rolling luxuriously on your tongue, try, just try Old Gold. Yes, if you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Golds. Ask for them at your tobacco counters. Look for them in the cigarette vending machine.
Well, I just found Mr. Bookin's room from the lobby downstairs and sounded like what is a very high-toned man. This is room 207. How you do?
You do? Don't you come in? My name is Bookin.
Thank you. It is a great thrill to be looking on you, Mr. Bookin. Now, my name is Bipak Yakakis, and the man who just phoned you from downstairs.
Yes, please sit down.
Yes, thank you.
No, just one moment. I'll remove those fried eggs from that chair.
Yes, thank you. It is kind of messy for to sit down on fried eggs. Especially sunny side up like that, you know.
I've been cooking all morning.
Must be tired.
Oh, I just hate to cook in hotel rooms, don't you? It's so inconvenient.
Yes, it is. Tell me, Mr. Bookin, what is the idea of taking all the bedclothes and the mattress off the bed and just leaving the bed spring showing?
Well, I've got to have the bed spring.
Yes?
I use that for a grate.
A grate?
You see, this afternoon I'm going to barbecue.
You are going for the barbecue?
Oh, yes. Did you ever use a bed spring to barbecue?
No, the only thing I ever used our bed spring and cooking for was to make waffles. Comes out in nice squares, you know.
No, I just know I'll be unable to get the kind of results I want. Because you just can't get that roaring fire that a barbecue needs from a can of Sterno, can you?
Guess what, you couldn't. Mr. Buchanan, I've seen you circular, and I thought what I would like for to take you a 3-day course on how I could make different kinds of dishes out of the food what you're able for to get today, you know?
Yes. Now, my fee for the 3-day course is $100. Did you bring the money with you?
Yes, I did. I'm sorry for not giving it to you sooner, but I didn't want to take the money out in the elevator, you know. That fella standing there looked like he wanted to pick my pocket. Here's your money.
Thank you.
Yes.
Very well. I think we can begin our class.
Yes, class? You mean I'm the only one that's taking the course?
Oh, yes. I believe in individual instruction.
Oh, yes.
I want to take my pupils one at a time.
That's good.
Besides, you're the only one that showed up. Okay, we shall begin.
All right.
Now, in modern cooking, the first thing we learn is the proper way to light the gas range. So, therefore, lesson number one teaches us how to hold the match.
You mean what, you give a special lesson, how to hold a match? You know, Mr. Buchanan, I don't want to think that I'm a know-it-all, but I know that already.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, in that case, you can move right up in this front seat.
The front seat?
Yes. You've just been promoted to the second grade. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
At the rate you're going, you'll have your diploma in no time.
I will.
All righty. Yes. We are now ready for lesson number two, which brings us to the actual cooking.
Yeah, that's what I want, you see. That's what I want to learn about, the real cooking. That's
fine.
What, yes.
Now, today we're going to learn how to boil an egg.
How to boil an egg?
Yes. Now, we take an ordinary pot and fill it half full of water.
Yes.
Now, we place this on a lighted flame, and we count slowly to ourselves up to 1,200. No more. Then, the egg that you are holding in the left hand is now ready to be put into the pot.
Yes.
Do you get that picture?
Yes, I get it. I am standing there, the egg and I.
Very good. Tomorrow, we'll show just how to drop the egg in the water. Well, that's all for today.
That's all for today? Wait a minute. What kind of a cooking lesson you give me? You left me standing there holding the egg.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't believe in rushing my lessons. I like to do things thoroughly. Don't forget, my friend, cooking is something that takes years.
Yeah, I know, but my customers won't wait that long.
No. You don't understand. I like to teach each detail thoroughly, so that at the end of my 3-day course, if I do no more than teach a person how to boil an egg properly, I feel that I shall have earned my $100.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Booking. You mean I got to go to cooking school for 3 days for to learn how to boil an egg? Give me back my $100. And if you'll pardon you for me saying so, I think what you and your cooking school is nothing but a big phony.
A phony?
Yes.
How dare you talk that way to me, the great Walter Bookin, calling me a phony?
Yes.
If you'd like to find out just who I am, mister, you can get on that phone right now and call up Harry Bliss.
Harry Bliss? Who is Harry Bliss?
Who's Harry Bliss?
Yes.
Why, he's only Jim's right-hand man.
Jim? What Jim?
Sidney's brother.
Who is Sidney?
Who is Sidney?
Yes.
You mean to say that you never heard of Sidney? Joe's boss?
Joe again. Off on heaven.
Meet Me at Parkey's is written by Hal Finberg and Parker Carcass. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight for Old Gold. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.